Today, we are at the headquarters of Summa Robotics and visiting with Vahe, who is the CEO and boss of this important company that's come to Emery County. Welcome, Vahe, for talking with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. So my name is Vahe Zeynalian, and I'm a CEO of Summa Robotics. Summa Robotics it's based in Los Angeles, California, and we moved to Linden, Utah, and now we are in Emery County. During this last 5 years, and basically this business started from Armenia, and I moved to Los Angeles. I bring with me my business to Los Angeles and then to Linden, Utah, and we are in a position right now where we're trying to have a big manufacturing and understanding economy in Utah, and some of my friends who is living in Emery County, and we decide to move our manufacturing to Emery County to give opportunity for these people and for this county, that people can know this county. Because before moving here, I didn't even know where is Orangeville, where is Emery County.
Most of the people in the world don't know where Orangeville is.
Yeah, and like my country, it's a small country too. And understanding all economic questions, understanding situation in this county, we decided to move here our manufacturing because, you know, in Utah County, there is already a lot of businesses who is doing well, and people have opportunities to find a job and work there and stay in their houses. But we don't have the same thing here. So, and one of our goals and our business goals to give that opportunity to these people. Because when I came here, it was 2 months ago, and even during this timing, in 2 months, in the short timing, people living from here. I already saw a few families who left this place, who left their houses to find a job. And we thinking, because of our reputation and our success in this business, will help these people to stay in their houses, keep their living, keep their kids in their houses, to not leave this county.
What type of business is this? It's a robotics, but what does robotics mean?
So we specialized in few robotics projects. We have industrial humanoid robots. We have CNC machines. We have toys. We have humanoid robots. And same time, we have a specialist in nanotechnology. So we have right now our production. We innovate new machine in CNC industry, where we have laser cutters, we have water jets, we have 3-axis, 4-axis, 5-axis, 7-axis CNC machines. We have 3D printers, we have 3D scanners. And all of these machines designed and created by our team. And yes, as we know, CNC machine market in these last few years is already growing every day, almost every minute. We try to put in market something new. And what we are offering to our customers, we are offering the lowest cost in the market and plus long warranty on the machines. So machines is for any kind of industries, like starts from hobby grade to professional high-end manufacturing, like the companies who have more than 100 employees, they can buy our robots and cut their employees. I mean, it's a big help for the manufacturing processes and faster and precise and organized.
So you're actually manufacturing the machines here in Orangeville?
Yes. Right now, we already have employees, and as you know, building is pretty big, and During these 2 months, we spent time to organize, clean, and everything. So now we are already started work. We have 17 employees right now.
17 employees?
Yes. So, and we're going to hire more employees during next 3 months, because right now we already started. We have already programmers. We have our laboratory here, and we started. But the main manufacturing process will be during next 2 months. So right now we have a manufacturer that I draw this, that manufacturer, and China building that manufacturer. We're waiting to get the manufacturer here, our manufacturer. So that's a big equipment, that's a big manufacturing process. We will have that here during next 2 months. And after 2 months, we're going to have our manufacturing here and hire more than 100 people here.
So you'll be up, you'll hire essentially another 80 individuals.
Yes.
Okay, now are they, what type of skills do they need?
Starting from general labor to programmers, designers, chemists, physics, math. We need all of these professionalities in our environment, because we are not stopping only today's innovation which we have. We continue growing, we continue innovating new technology, innovating new machines, new manufacturing processes. Plus, we're building all these machines, but same time, we're offering other interesting projects too, like for any kind of manufacturing. We're offering machines, and we're offering how to process that manufacture, how to do like assembly lines, what kind of machines they need, what kind of people they need. I mean, for example, if there is a business who have 40 employees and 40 employees are just working on assembly, then we offering only 4 robots that can do full assembly for that company. We're designing the production lines for each individual businesses, companies.
So you build the robots and custom design it, create it for that particular business. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yes. That's okay. Right. So let's say you're a business that building motors, let's say, like stepper motors or servo motors or any kind of motors. For that, we need to have that business owner need to have people who is bolting together those parts, and then they have a few manufacturing processes where they creating first parts, small parts, and then later they need to have humans to put all those together. We offering production line where we have machines automatically create the small parts, and after that small parts goes to another stage where is the robots. They taking those parts and putting together. For all of that manufacturing process, you need to have 3-4 employees, not 100 employees. And if we compare people with the robots are not getting tired.
And they can work 24/7.
Hours. Yes. And you just need to program them. You don't even need to sit with them, stay with them. They will work 24 hours. You just need to have 2-3 people who can just sit there to see, I don't know, like for safety. So that's all what they need. So for that, and plus during these next 5-6 months, to our customers, we will offer another services, like if they need a professional high-end skills, like let's say they buy our manufacturing and they need to run that. For that, we have a 2 program. We can offer employees to them, or we can teach them how to use it. Owners not going to learn that. Owners need to have employees who will run that manufacturing process. And those employees, we offering those employees.
Wow. That is an impressive operation and very, very unique for our area. Thank you, Vahe, for visiting with us and giving Castle Country an insight into really the future of manufacturing. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.